Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. All praises to the King of Kings. All praises to the Lord God Almighty. All praises to our Shepherd. All praises to our Creator. Oh, yeah, Jehovah El Elyon, our strong Creator. Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. Oh, yeah, Jehovah Shalom, our great and mighty peacemaker. You are making peace in the earth. Peace, peace, peace is Moko Shabakade. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you're making peace in us, peace around us, peace in us. Oh, God, you are going with us. You are going before us, and you are going behind us. What a mighty God we serve. You are awesome, and you are powerful. You are the Most High God. You are our great and mighty Creator. You created us in your mighty image. What a mighty God you are. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are holy. You are awesome. No God great like you, Jehovah. No God mighty like you, Jehovah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we adore you. We bless you, oh God. We say hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving because of who you are. Lord, we cannot make it without you. We need you for our very breath. So we thank you tonight, Lord God, that you're on with us. Oh, yeah, you come on before we get on. You're on when we on together with us. Oh, yeah, the presence of the Lord is here. We can feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. We can feel it in the atmosphere. Oh, we thank you for your presence, Lord. We can't do nothing without your presence. We are grateful that you, the Most High God, know us on June the 3rd, 2021. What an amazing Father you are. You brought us through all kinds of situations, all kinds of things that happened in 2021. And yet, we're able to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just come to say, we just come to say, thank you, Lord. What an amazing friend you are. You are our Father, and we love and adore you. We honor you. You are the Most High God. You are the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour out your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in. God, to
welcome to the University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. I am your co-host, Tyrese Turner.
And I'm your host, Teresa Gantling, also known as Sister G, from Jacksonville, Florida.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown, Lord Jesus. We repent for everything we've done wrong, Lord Jesus, and we come boldly to your throne, Lord God, asking you to guide us in the name of Jesus. Thank you for us receiving tonight while we're on this line, Lord Jesus, on this radio station, Lord God. Thank you for being in our ear every step of the way, Lord Jesus. Let us be pleasing to you in everything we do, and we bind and rebuke the attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. It is null and void. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Father, we continually bless and honor you. We say thank you to the Most High God. Thank you to Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and holy name. We honor you tonight, Lord God. There is no God great like you, no God holy like you, no God mighty like you. We love and adore you. We bless you, Lord God. And, Father, we surrender all to you. In the name of Jesus, have your way tonight on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, oh God. And, Father, we cover the children all over the world, from the babies to the young adults, oh God. We say that they shall live and not die, and they shall declare your work. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, that you love the children. You said, suffer little children, come unto you, and don't stop them. Allow them to come, because they are part of the kingdom too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to listen and participate.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you all joining us. We thank God for everybody who's on the line tonight. We thank God for you. And we know one thing for sure. God loves you with all of his heart. So we're going to do life directions right now. Life directions, and then we're going to be doing Bible multiple choice. So get your Bibles ready. Get your Bibles ready. We appreciate each one of you for coming on tonight. Thank God for leading you by his Holy Spirit. Life tonight, our theme is on choices, life direction. So we're going to be talking about some life situations right now. So, you know what they used to say when I was in school, put your thinking cap on. So, situation number one. Number one situation is you were leaving school and a car, a strange car, pulled up near you. What should you do? A, run. B, wait to see what or who it is. Scream, fire, or help. So you can have probably more than one choice. So what would you do? This is life situation number one. You're leaving school and a strange car pull up near you. What should you do? Should you run? Should you wait to see what they're going to do or who they are? Should you scream, fire, or help? What should you do? The lines are open, so you can answer. Adults and young people can answer. Hello? Somebody,
this is Tyrese.
Can answer. Okay.
This is Tyrese. I would most likely choose option A and run.
Okay, you probably run. All right. Anybody else? What would you do? What would you do? All right. Well, we're going to move on to situation number two. You see students in the hallway at your school about to pull the fire alarm. What should you do? A, should you tell them not to do it? B, should you report them to the office? C, should you pretend you didn't see it? What should you do?
This is Levi. Report them to the office.
All right, you report them to the office. All right. All right, life situation number three. All right, adults can answer as well. Thank you all for being on. Okay, so life situation number three says, your friend and you leave from the video game room, and you all notice a car with keys in it. What should you do? A, get in the car and go for a ride. B, report it to the game room attendant. C, keep walking. What should you do? Your friend and you leave from the video game room, and all of you notice their keys are left in a car. What should you do? A, get in the car, go for a ride. B, go report it to the game room attendant. C, keep walking. What should you do? State your name and tell me what you do. Hello? What should you do?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Sure. Your friends and you leave from the video game room, and you all notice a car with keys in it. What should you do? A, get in your car and go for a ride. B, go report it to the game room attendant. C, keep walking.
Sister Annette, you should report it to the game people, the administrator.
Okay, thank you so much. All right. Okay, we're going to go for number four. Hold on 1 second, please. All righty. Number four, you are being bullied by a girl at the school. She threatens you in the hallway, in the cafeteria, and one of your classes. She says mean things to you and about you. What should you do? Run and hide? Report her to the principal and the school security? C, tell your parents. What should you do? You could choose to do more than one thing. Hello? You're being bullied by a girl at your school. She threatens you in the hallway, in the cafeteria, and in one of your classes. She says mean things to you and she's mean. What should you do? A, run and hide. B, report it to the principal and the school secretary. C, tell your parents. You could choose more than one answer. Thank you, Sister Pat. Give me a few minutes. What should you do?
This is Isaac. Tell your parents, then report it.
All right. Thank you, Isaac. Appreciate you. Okay, last one in this series. Your boyfriend or your girlfriend keep pressuring you to have sex with him or her. You said no repeatedly, but they keep on pressuring you. What should you do? A, stop talking to him or her. B, talk to your parents about the situation. C, give in to the pressure and have sex with him or her. What should you do?
This is Levi.
Okay.
I choose B, telling my parents about the problem.
Okay. All right. Good job. All right. In a minute, we're going to be doing Bible multiple choice, so get your Bibles ready. Sister Pat, you got about 5 or 6 minutes. You can wait, or you need to pray right now.
I'm good, love. You can go right ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. We're going to do one more session. I'm going to ask you to pray. Thank you so much. Tonight, we're doing Bible multiple choice. Number one says, all right, hold on 1 second. Okay, John 16:33. So go ahead and find John 16:33, and we're going to do multiple choice, Bible multiple choice. The scripture says, I have said these things, I have spoken unto you, that you may have blank in the world. Ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. State your name and what's the answer. I left the word out. John 16:33. I've said these things. I have spoken unto you that you might have what? In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. You have overcome the world. What's the answer? According to John 16:33. Hello, did anybody find it? Adults, young people, children? You can answer. John 16:33. Bible multiple choice. Which word did I leave off? I have said these things. I have spoken unto you that you might have blank in the world. You shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. What word did I leave off?
This is Tyrese. You left out the word peace.
Okay, read the scripture. Thank you.
These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
All right. Thank you, Terry. Good job. All right. Bible multiple choice number two. Psalm 39, verse 1 says, O Lord, thou hast blanked me and known me. A, search. B, found. C, lost. What's the correct answer? Psalm 139, verse 1. What's the correct answer? O Lord, thou hast blanked me and known me. Search A, B, found C, lost. What's the correct answer?
This is Levi.
Okay.
Searched.
Oh, good job. Read.
O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar off.
Thank you, Levi. Good job. Excellent. You're an excellent reader. I appreciate you. All right. Next one, Psalm 27, verse 10. Psalm 27, verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the blank will take me up. A, school, B, job, C, Lord. When my father and my mother forsake me, then blank will take me up. A, school, B, job, C, Lord. What's the correct answer? Psalms 27:10.
This is Tyrese. The answer is C, Lord. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up.
All right. Good job. Got two more. And we're going to ask this to Pat. She'll pray for us. All right, we got Psalm 37, verse 4. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give thee desires of thy A, soul, B, heart, C, friend. What's the correct answer? Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of thy A, soul, B, heart, C, friend.
Amen.
37:4, Bible multiple choice. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of thy A, soul, B, heart, C, friend. All the lines are unmuted, so you can answer. Adults as
this
well
is Levi.
Okay.
B, heart.
All right.
Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart.
Good job. All right. Thank you. Last one in this section. Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no blank in them. A, way, B, crying, C, pleasure. What's the word? What's the answer? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. What word did I leave off? Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when they shall say, I have no blank in them. A, way, B, crying, C, pleasure. What's the correct answer?
This is Tyrese.
The Christian and the children tonight. Okay, go ahead.
The correct answer is C, pleasure. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them.
Excellent. You guys did an awesome job. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank God for you all. All right, Sister Pat is going to say a prayer for the youth and their families tonight. We thank God for her coming on. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida. She has two beautiful grandchildren, a daughter and a son. Hallelujah. Good evening, Sister Pat. How are you?
Good evening. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Oh, okay. First of all, let me say thank you. Yes, can you hear me still? Seems to be a delay. Let me just say thank you so much for inviting me on. I was just telling my husband what well-spoken young man I've heard on the line tonight. We pray blessings over every single one of you, but we're just glad to be here. So we're going to go ahead and have prayer. Father, we're so grateful to you for what Sister...
Can you
hear me?
Can you do this for me? Can you pray for youth?
Do what now?
Can you pray for children, youth, and young and their families all over the world?
Yes,
can
ma'am.
You hear
that
me?
Was my prayer. Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Father, we're so grateful to you for just being God, for your awesomeness, for your power, for your majesty. We honor you. We adore you. We lift you up high from the earth, for your word has said that if you be lifted up from the earth, you will draw all men unto me. We lift up these children today, not just the children on the line, but the children in our communities, the children in our state, the children in our cities, the children across the world, those that are hungry for the word of God and don't have access to it like these young ones on the line. We thank you, God, that you're moving in a mighty way, and I pray that someone will interrupt the cycle of where they're at and be able to lay hands on them and impart into them the same word that these young children are getting here tonight. I thank you for those children who are suffering, those who are in situations that they have not been able to even tell anyone about. I thank you that tonight we're able to pray for them. We pray that the cycle be interrupted. We pray that favor finds them. We pray the love of God over their life. We pray that somehow, some way, whatever they're going through tonight, that we bind the hands of the enemy that will come to destroy our children. You have already said in your word, Matthew 19:14, you said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. We thank you that we understand that we must come as a little child. We must come with a childlike heart, a child looking unto the Father for whatever your will might be in our life. We thank you today that these children will excel in everything they do. We bind the hand of the enemy that will come and want to destroy their destiny. We bind him and we make him take his hands off of these children and their destiny. We pray not only for them, but for everyone that's connected to them. We pray that they have good influences in their life. We pray for their parents, for their teachers, for those people that are in power and authority and accountability and responsibility in their life. We pray, God, that even, God, if they're a little child, that you would continue to raise them up into the destiny that you birthed out in them from even before the foundation of the world. We thank you, God, for your word, for we know that your word said in Psalm 46:10, to be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted over the earth. We exalt you tonight. We lift you up high, for you are God, and there is none like you. We bless your name today, knowing that you alone are God. We thank you for the blood. We know that the blood marks our children. And we mark them today as though they were our own. We thank you, God, and we decree and declare manifold blessing over their life. I pray that they rise up into their destiny and they walk into the walk that they're being called to. We thank you, God, for these children. These are prophets on the line. These are evangelists on the line. These are people of accountability. They have great offices that will be birthed out in them, and I thank you that it will be done, that the enemy will not destroy this seed in Jesus' name. We pray covering over their life. Mark them with the blood. Any situation that they find themselves in that's not like you, cause them to make good and right choices in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for them. I pray for those children across the world that are hungry, God, those that don't know where they're going to get a meal from tonight. Oh, God, I pray, God, I pray that you send resources, that we have missionaries that we can send into the field, God, to feed your children, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for ours, God, and we thank you that they're covered tonight. And I thank you, God, for the child whose heart is broken. I pray for him tonight in the name of Jesus, that you would mend the broken heart in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, for we will walk in obedience, obedience unto your word. We thank you, God, for Romans 6 and 16 has already said, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or unto obedience unto righteousness. We yield our members unto righteousness, God, and we teach our children how to hear the voice of God, how to obey the voice of God in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank you for all of these children, God. I thank you that you preserve them, preserve their going out, and preserve their coming in. We speak favor over their life. They are secured in your name. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that powerful, awesome prayer for the children all over the world and their families. We appreciate you. Sister Pat is also coming on Saturday morning. Well, it's pray for the senior citizens, so we thank you. Don't hang up. We're moving right along. I need somebody to read scriptures tonight, someone who can read some scriptures. So first scripture is Galatians 6:7. So just state your name and tell me you're going to read that one. Galatians 6 and 7. Who can read that one?
This is Levi. I'll read it.
Okay. Thank you, Levi. Next scripture, Proverbs 22, 6. Who can read that? I got my cousin Rhonda on here. Rhonda, can you read that scripture, Proverbs 22, 6?
What was it again?
You may have a phone on mute. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6.
Proverbs 22, 6. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't need to read it right this minute. Yeah, go ahead, find it, and have it ready for me when at the appropriate time. 1 Corinthians 6, 18. Who can find that one? 1 Corinthians 6:18. Sister Nett, can you find that one?
First Corinthians
6.
I'm sorry.
18 through 20.
First Corinthians 18 through 20.
No, ma'am.
First Corinthians
6:18 through 20.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 6:18-20. Yes, ma'am.
Am I not coming in clear tonight?
Yes,
okay. The next scripture, Colossians 3:23-24. You can find that one for me. Colossians 3:23-24. Somebody, anybody, everybody. Lily, where's Lily? Lily, can you do that one? Lily.
Can you repeat it, please?
Yes. Colossians 3:23-24. You got it, Lily? Lily.
Yes, ma'am. I have it.
All right, write it down. I don't need, don't read it right this minute. Just hold on to it. I have about five more scriptures. Jeremiah 17:10. Who can read that one for me? Levi.
This is Tyreek.
Can you read Jeremiah?
I can do that one.
Tyreek. Okay, thank you, Tyreek. All right. Next one, Joshua 24:15. Who can read that one? Joshua 24:15. Hello? Somebody?
What was that scripture?
Okay, I'll read the rest. Joshua 24:15. Is that Rhonda?
Yes. Chapter 24, verse 15.
You. Joshua, yes. All right. Now I need Romans 12:1-2. Sister Pat, can you? Oh, just hung up. Can someone else read that one for me? Romans 12:1-2. Who can read that one? Levi, can you do that one?
Can you repeat the scripture again?
Romans 12:1-2.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I got three more. Sister Nett, can you do another one?
Yes, uh-huh.
Joshua 1:8.
Joshua 1:8.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'll do the other two. Okay. All right. Our message title tonight is Life is Choices. For the month of May, we're going to be talking about choices, life offers, rewards, and consequences. Choices. Life direction. That's our message title for the month of May. Choices, life direction. Life offers rewards and consequences. Depending on your choices, you can have rewards or consequences. You know God has rewards and consequences for our actions. We choose to be rewarded or we choose the consequences. The Word of God says in Galatians 6:7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, whatever we sow, that shall we also reap. So whatever you do, you're going to get consequences or rewards. I don't know about you, but I love rewards. I don't like consequences. Proverbs 22:6. Who has that one?
Proverbs 22:6. This is Rhonda. The word says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
All right. Thank you so much. I overlooked Galatians 6:7. Galatians 6:7. Can you read that one? Levi, you have Galatians 6:7.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Amen. Okay. So whatever you put out there, That's what you're going to get back. And we, the next scripture is 1 Corinthians 6:18 through 20. Who has that one?
I do. Okay. Just hold on a second because, all right, I have it. Okay. 1 Corinthians 6, okay. 18 through 20. And this is the NIV Bible. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body. But he who sins sexually sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. All right. So let's talk about some of these a little bit. What do you think it means when the Lord says, don't be deceived. God is not. Whatever one sows, that shall he also reap. Anybody have any ideas?
This is Rhonda.
Go ahead, Rhonda.
As much as I hate to admit it, I was a child. Well, not that I hate. Yeah, it's stuff that I'm regretting. But as a teen parent, that reaping the harvest of being a teen parent was not God's will. So I would say that was one of the things that I reaped in the earth, and it actually came something that I had to deal with. It was the consequences. It was an added stress to life that was, if I would have stayed focused and kept on the narrow path, I would not have went into the direction I went. So that was an added stress onto life. That's something I could have avoided.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. That was great. All right, Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way that he should go, even when he's old, he won't depart from it. Anybody want to, you know, discuss that a little bit? Okay, well, we'll keep moving on. Next scripture. All right. The Bible talks about, you know, let's go to talking about flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body. So if you steal, if you rob something, that's not going to really affect your body. You may, you know, go to prison or whatever, but it doesn't really affect your body so much as, you know, sexual sins do. So sexual sins, it says, flee sexual immorality. And so God warns us of these different things that he does not want us to do for a reason. He gives us warnings because he knows the consequences of them if we break his laws or his commandments. Another thing is God also gives us rewards. We don't just have consequences, but we have rewards. Who has Colossians 3:23-24? Hello?
Sister G.
Yes?
The last scripture that you spoke on,
I have gained an insight on that. And one thing we don't realize when we enter into sexual immorality is that you're not just doing the act of sex. You're actually combining your soul. You're actually becoming one with that person in the eyes of God. So it's almost best for us not to enter, because we get their soul. Their soul is intertwined with us. It's a soul tie that comes with becoming sexually involved with people. And you pick up their spirits. It's not just a one-time hit it and run. You with them for the rest of your life, whether you stay with them physically, but mentally, they're always going to be a part of your life until you are fully delivered by God.
Amen. Thank you. That was the awesome insight. Thank you so much for sharing that. Anybody else? All right. We're going to talk more about this next week, but evil communication, the Bible says, corrupt good morals. So we'll get into that next time. You know, you can be taught from birth how to live holy, but ungodly associations will influence you to do ungodly things, things that displease God, things that cause you to do things that you'll regret. And so that's what Rhonda was talking about. And now we're going to talk about rewards. I believe Lily has Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Go ahead, Lily.
And whatsoever, and whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there is no partiality.
All right. Thank you, Lily. Awesome. Anybody want to share anything about that? Whatever you do, you know, do it with all your heart. You know, just don't do it half-heartedly. Do it with all your heart, knowing that you're going to receive a reward from God, the inheritance as a reward. So, you know, you could get gifts from your parents, rewards from your parents, but they can't reward you like God can reward you. They can give you good gifts, but God can give you so much more. All right, who has Jeremiah 17:10? Jeremiah 17:10.
This is Tyrese. I,
okay,
the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings.
Excellent. Yep. The Lord search our heart. You know, we can hide things from other people, but we definitely cannot hide them from the Lord. And, you know, sometimes he comes to warn us, but he also rewards us when we have, you know, done good deeds. So thank God for the good deeds that he allows us to do and that he sees them. You know, when you do good things, God sees them and he rewards us of them. So the choices we make now or the choices you make now can determine your future, whether you're young or older. You can ask, should I do this or should I do that? What's the best thing to do? If you choose to do this, what will happen? If you choose to do that, what will happen? The choice is yours. Will you choose the life God has for you, or will you choose the life you think is good for you? Who has Joshua 24:15? Who has that scripture?
To Rhonda. Joshua 24:15. it states, and if it seems, wait a minute, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen. Yep, you got to decide in your heart, like Daniel. He decided in his heart that he was going to not defile his body with the wrong food. And so we got to choose who's going to serve, the Lord or the devil. There's two choices, the Lord or the devil. So you may not think so, but there are two choices. All right, who has Romans 12, 1 and 2?
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
All right. Excellent. Yeah, so Romans 12, you know, he's begging us, Paul is begging us to, you know, to be holy, to live holy, so you can please God. Offer your bodies to God, not to other people, unless it's done in the right situation. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. So our minds has to be renewed for us to be, you know, so we can be transformed. And, you know, we are born with a sin nature. So God has to, when you give your life to God, you allow him to transform, to change your way of thinking to his way of thinking. And, you know, you meet people sometimes, you go like, boy, they think kind of weird. They may be godly people. And you say, ooh, they think weird. Why? Because they've allowed God to transform their mind. So God wants us to have a renewed mind. That's why we got to read the Word of God. When you read the Bible, it changes your thinking, especially, you know, when you read it over and over and over and over. You say, oh, I've read the 23rd Psalm 100 times, but I never saw that word right there. I never saw that face because, you know, God opened your eyes. He began to transform your mind. So you begin to see the Word of God differently than you did before. And once your mind is transformed and being renewed, you don't want that old sin nature anymore. You start hungering for God, and you want the things of God more than you want the things of the world. So, you know, we can't be overcome by this world. Instead, you know, we got to allow God, like I said, to change our mind, perfect us. And it doesn't feel good. When God is perfecting us, I don't know about you, but I say, ouch, ouch, it hurts. So, choices is our title, life's direction. You can choose to steal, kill, do drugs, lifetime of crime. What are the consequences? A locked up life, headed for prison, you know, if you keep doing those things. Number two, that was number one. If you have sex, unmarried, unprotected, what are some of the consequences? You could have babies early, sexually transmitted diseases, HIV, AIDS, herpes, syphilis. You may say, oh, that's not going to happen to me. No, no, I'm going to use this and I'm going to use that. But you know what? It could happen to you. talk to some people that got into these situations, they'll tell you, I ain't think that was going to happen to me. You know, but when God transformed your mind, you don't want those. Now, on the other hand, you can choose to be successful. You could be successful and prosper. Prosper us. Joshua 1:8. Who has that one?
Sister Annette, and this is from the NIV Bible, and it says, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful.
Amen. I love that scripture. Yeah, because we all want to be successful. We all want to be prosperous. Whether we are prosperous in the gifts of God or money, I don't know about you, but I want both money and the gifts of God. And there are many, many gifts that God gives people. So, you know, we can prosper and we can be successful. The next one says you can choose. These are, you know, choices you can make. You can choose. These are positive choices. You can choose to be married and then have a family. It's Proverbs 18:22. Can someone find that scripture for me? Proverbs 18:22. And I'm going to keep reading. Let me know when you get it. Preparation is the key to living a successful life. Preparation is the key to living a successful life. Maybe you decide, you know, you want to complete kindergarten through 12th grade. You want to get a job. You want to go to college. You want to be an entrepreneur, organize and operate your own business. You can decide. Who has Proverbs 18:22?
This is Tyrese. I have it.
Go ahead.
Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor from the Lord.
Amen. So, you know, marriage is a good choice. Because if you find a wife, you're going to find a good thing. So God honors marriage. But he honors it in the sense that you first, you know, like you said, a man got to find a good thing. When he finds a wife, he finds a good thing. So if we do it God's way, we won't have those consequences. We'll have rewards. Rewards from God are awesome. You know, Deuteronomy 28:1-13, it says, all the blessings of the Lord, those are rewards. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the fruit of your body, blessed from the fruit of the ground. You have the fruit of your cattle, your increase. You know, we don't have cattle today. Some people, I'll put it. I mean, many people do have cattle. So the flock, blessed in the basket, you know, your storehouse, you know, like during the coronavirus, you know, I'm sure most of us had everything we needed. Maybe not everything we wanted, but, you know, we were on lockdown. We had stuff in our refrigerator, in our cabinets. We had food to eat. Blessed are you when you come in and go out. You know, the way things are going now, some people have left home and didn't go back. But we're blessed because we left and we came back. Your enemies won't rise up against you. God will smite them, you know, for you. You don't have to fight the battle. It says your enemies will flee seven ways. The Lord shall command blessings in your storehouse and all that you do in the land that God gives you. And God gives you something, boy, you look out. It's going to be awesome. I mean, we can work hard for what we get, but when God gives you something, it's a free gift. You don't have to worry about paying for it. Thank God. You know, God will establish us as holy people unto himself. And that is truly a blessing. All people of the earth shall see that you are blessed by the Lord, and they'll be afraid of you. The Lord will make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, fruit of your cattle, fruit of your ground, in your land, which the Lord sware from Abraham. The Lord shall open unto you good treasures of heaven, give you rain to bless you. So, you know, it's a blessing to make the right choices. Life is, you know, we get, thank God he allow us to make choices. So follow choices after God. Choices. Life direction. What direction are you going to go in? All right, we're ready for our co-host to come back now. And then right after our co-host, we're going to ask the Turner family to sing after our co-host come back on, and then we'll go from there.
Our lesson tonight, it's time for an encouraging word from my dad, Pastor John Turner.
Hallelujah. Well, praise God for your sister Jean and everyone on the line right now. I have a few questions, and this is very encouraging for all of us to know and for us to ponder on, to think about. Right now, if somewhere someone is laying on their deathbed, right now, there's someone hooked up to life support right now. While we're speaking with air entering into our bodies and escaping from our bodies, going in and coming out, I want you to understand this. Do you actually know where you are going when you pass from this life? Do we actually know? Now we have to go back, and then we have to go back and sit back and think about these things. Have we forgiven everyone in our life? Have we forgiven ourselves? Have we asked for forgiveness? We have to think about these things. Have we fully told our testimony in its entirety, the things that the Lord has brought us out? Think about it. This could be our last time. We can get off the phone. Anything can happen. Have we spoken when the Lord told us to speak? Have we spoken to that young girl, that lady, that young guy, that man, when we were in the supermarket, we're at the gas station, when the Lord told us to, hey, look, be a blessing to her and give her $20, and we looked at, oh, man, look, she got a basket full. She got her own thing. Have we did the things in its entirety? Because somewhere someone don't have that chance anymore. Now, I am pleading with you to sit down and think about these things. Because, hey, look, we on borrowed time right now. We all are on borrowed time. And we have to do everything just like our Jesus did. And it don't matter if you fail in life. It doesn't matter if you're seeking other things. Man, we have things that's all around us to distract us. But what we need to do is, look, Lord God, I need you to help me. My mother used to sing this song, oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Come on, we need help. We can't sit back and do this on our own, but we also need to think about the things that we need to get straight so we can hear our Father say, hey, well done, good and faithful servant. Come on home. I'm going to make you ruler over many. Don't you want to hear that? Hallelujah. Don't you need to hear that? We desire to hear that. Amen. I love you all. I promise you. I love you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Turner. Awesome, awesome word. I'm going to ask the Turner family if they'll sing a song, a praise.
I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I searched high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you.
Ooh.
I searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. I searched high and low. I still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater.
Nobody
greater. Nobody greater than you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Well, time for our co-host again. Tyrese, you there?
Yes, ma'am. We are so grateful to each of you for being a part of the University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We appreciate you and look forward to hearing from you each week.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for you all. It's almost closing time. Thank God for you all joining us. We're going to pray for our babies and for family love and unity. I'm going to ask my cousin Rhonda if she could pray for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser, and baby Revere, and all babies that need healing.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you on behalf of our babies, oh God, Chloe, Zoe, Kaiser, and the new baby, oh God. God, you know them. God, you called them. You appointed them for this day, this hour. For God, when they were in their mother womb, oh God, you formed them. God, you anointed them for this time. God, whatever is going on in their bodies, Lord God, you know them, God. God, you knit them together in the mother's womb. God, regardless of what we think, what we may feel, what the doctor may be saying, God, we know that you are the great physician. And God, you are our healer. And you come to heal us, God, of all our diseases. God, I thank you for the children of this world, for they are included in everything I speak at this moment. God, they are your children. They are a gift to us. And we thank you, O God, for giving them to us, O God, that we may show them, train them in the way they should go. And God, that we will lead and instruct them, O God, that they may see you in the goodness, O God, in this land, in the land of the living. God, touch their hearts, touch their minds, God. And God, send ministering angels to them, oh God, to touch every pain, everything that is, God, missing in their body, every vein, every blood vessel, every muscle, God, every bone, oh God. God, even down to the marrow, oh God. You are that strong, oh God, where you can go in and create, oh God, everything they need. For God, you allow our bodies to regenerate and heal itself. And we thank you, oh God, that you have given us the tools to go in and correct everything, oh God. God, give us the knowledge and the wisdom, oh God, to do what you call us to do in this hour for our bodies. God, touch our babies. God, touch them, God, from left, right, from north, south, east, and west, oh God. Touch them all around, oh God. God, touch them right now. Touch them where they lay. God, touch them where they roam. God, you see them as they roam throughout this earth, oh God. You know them, oh God. You know the ones, oh God, who father is not in their life. And God, I ask you to turn their fathers, oh God, back to the heart of the children that they may be able to see, oh God, that your hand is in the midst of everything. God, we thank you for the day. We thank you for this moment. And we thank you for our blessings. For our children are a gift of the Lord. And God, they are a pleasure in our old age. And I thank you, God, for them, for their laughter gives us joy. Their words, oh God, that they speak, they're so quick that they enlighten us, God, in little ways they think. God, we thank you for them, and we thank you for the gift that you have given us in them. God, may they grow up strong, and God, do your will this day in the earth. In your name I pray, oh God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, in a minute, we're going to ask Pastor Turner if he'll give us a closing prayer, but we just had Minister Zadie join us this evening. Minister Zadie, we thank God so much for you coming on. We know you have previous engagements, and we thank God for you. How are you this evening?
I'm just fine, thank you. Just wanted to hear what was going on at the end. I knew I would be at the end.
Yeah, we're getting ready to close out, but we thank God for you joining us. I'm going to ask Pastor Turner if he'll pray for family, love, and unity, and close us out in prayer.
Lord God, we give you praise. First of all, forgive us for any sins, known and unknown, anything we said, anything we thought in our mind, anything that we have done. Now we enter into the gates with thanksgiving and to the courts with praise. Lord God, we bring this petition before you for all families, young, old, been around for a while, or just starting out. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the unity, and we speak unity. We command unity in the houses of your people, and the ones that don't know how to call out for unity, the one that is stuck in chaos, the ones that has confusion all around them, Lord God, we send a spirit of peace over there. We bind and rebuke the spirit of confusion right now, and we and go to the sea. You be ye planted into the sea right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for every heaviness, any kind of heaviness on the mother or the dad or even the child being lifted up, for you are our burden bearer. Lord God, and we give you praise for that right there. We cast all of our care on you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I bless every family in unity right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shut down every kind of communication device from the enemy right now that will try to look in on our families, that will try to torment sleep. Lord God, you said we will lay down and we will have sweet sleep. You said that in Proverbs 3 today. So therefore, we put that on every household, that we will not lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, we will acknowledge you. We will trust in you. We don't think about anything else. And Lord God, may the blessing of the Lord, may your love, may it go all through the house. May it go all through the family members. Let us feel it, Lord. Show yourself strong. And we allow you to do so. We love you, and we know you love us. Amen. Go in peace.
Amen. Thank God for each of you. I love each one of you. You already know God loves you more. Have a God-filled night, a God-filled weekend. Love y'all. Talk to y'all very soon. Amen. Good evening. Have a good evening.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
God bless. I love everyone. Thank you.
Oh God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy.